It's Williams Means Business with Rachel Smalley and Vodafone. Be a ready business on News Talk ZB.
Good evening to you. Rachel Smalley with you through to 7 o'clock. It's 7 past 6. Well, the issue of safety in New Zealand workplaces. New figures out from Statistics New Zealand show on average more than 51 New Zealanders a year are killed in their workplace and almost 350 are seriously injured. Richard Wagstaff is the president of the Council of Trade Unions. Hello to you, Richard.
Good evening.
What do you make of these figures?
Well, these are 51 Kiwis a year who are dying, who don't need to be dying. And it's seven times that number of people are getting seriously hurt at work with terrible consequences for them and their families and those around them when that doesn't need to be happening. So our view is we can't just go on like this and we can't ignore these figures. We really need to step up our response to it and improve the safety at work for all working New Zealanders.
We talk about figures, but of course, as you said, you know, there are people, there are families, you know, changed forever behind these statistics. Why is it that we have so many deaths in the workplace? You know, we're a first world country, we've got pretty good standards. What industries are proving the most dangerous or challenging for our workforce?
Yeah, well, the usual sort of suspect, agriculture, manufacturing, construction, forestry and so on. I think, you know, there's no getting around it. We just don't seem to make it a priority. We don't seem to care about it enough. I don't think there's any escape from that. I'm not suggesting anybody for a moment doesn't care when people die, but it would seem that collectively as a nation, we don't put the focus on safety because there's no reason why we can't be as good as anyone else. At the moment, we have a fatality rate 75% higher than the UK. We don't think there's any excuse, and we really think it's great that we're having this public discussion now to say, let's do more about this. Pike River gave us all a big wake-up call, and I think there's a lot of people saying, let's get it right. But here we are a couple of years later, and we're still got woeful figures, and we're calling it out. We hope that others take notice.
Our rate is much higher than, say, the UK. But then when you look at the industries in the UK versus what drives our industries here, you know, as you've mentioned, agriculture, manufacturing here, very much forestry is a challenging one as well. How do we address it? You say that, you know, no one sort of really owns this or cares about this issue. Is it at a government level? Is it industry level? I mean, I guess it's across all of those, but who really needs to grab the bull by the horns on this?
Well, I think it is across all of them. And I know people are making a real effort in some places, but we insist that we can do better because we're simply not prepared to settle for the rates we've got. I think there's a number of issues. One is that the whole presence of the WorkSafe and the Health and Safety Inspectorate, you know, we think needs to be beefed up because it's not working enough as it is. And we know they're working really hard there, but we think if there was more of them with a bigger message, with more tools, more resources, more support, we could improve our lot across the board. We also think that business does need to step up. I know many are working really hard at it, but it would seem enough is not being done. We see there's terrible deaths on things like quad bikes in the agricultural sector, and there's sort of a softly attitude. We think these sorts of rates say we need to be more firm and we need to do something about quad bikes, not just sort of let it go until the next fatality. We really need to take much stronger action and put in better regulations around them.
Richard Wagstaff, appreciate your time. Thank you. The president of the Council of Trade Unions. It's 10 past 6.
Smalley.
Let's look at Las Vegas now. Police there are continuing.